Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to the Patriots Report, part of the Believe Network. I am Christopher Price, the Boston Globe. Be sure to comment, subscribe, rate, and follow this podcast and tell all of your friends who are Patriots fans to do the same. You can also watch us on Believe TV around the country, in airports, and on YouTube. You can also check out my work in the Boston Globe as well as bostonglobe.com. This episode of the Patriots Report is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL. Got all the playoff stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Today on the Patriots Report, I am riding solo with a reaction podcast, a quick reaction podcast, to the ESPN story that dropped today regarding Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, and what's next for the greatest football coach of all time. That's all up right now, only on the Patriots Report. Just wanted to weigh in on a couple of points on the ESPN story that detailed the relationship between Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick's search for another head coaching job. Just had a few real quick thoughts on that topic. First and foremost, I think the biggest takeaway for me is the fact that I don't care who you are in terms of an owner-coach relationship, that every owner-coach relationship is going to reach a breaking point, even the most successful ones. And look, my hat's off to them for putting together a historic run of 20 years. But at the same time, whether it's ego, money, whatever the case may be, you're going to reach a point of no return. And it was clear that these two sides had gotten to that point. And it just, look, it just sucks. You know, it really does, because I can appreciate greatness and they had it for an awful long time. But again, every single relationship, when you're talking about a coach, when you're talking about an owner, it's going to get to this point. And almost none of them that I could think of off the top of my head today in the wake of reading that story, no one's looking at that in this day and age. No one's looking at 20 years together as a coach and an owner and having that sustained run of success. It just doesn't happen. You're not going to get it in this day and age in professional sports. And so, you know, my hat's off to them for putting together a run, an unprecedented, again, run of success that they had for 20 years. But it clearly reached a point of no return between them. So this is where we are now. I still think that, and there were three coaching jobs that Bill referenced, I guess, in the story, which, and I should say this about the story, it was a phenomenally done piece by Seth Wickersham of ESPN. Just really exhaustively written, reported. It hit on every single thing that you'd want to hit on at this stage of both of their careers. I know Bill mentioned a few different teams, but I still believe it's going to be the Cowboys. I think it makes too much sense. And look, it could be a midseason replacement if, you know, when someone on social media asked if Dallas goes 4-4 out of the gate, do you think Jerry pulls the trigger and makes the move? Making a coaching move in midseason, and I've talked about this before with Chris Hogan, it can be a dicey business because it depends on the locker room, depends on the coaching style, depends on a lot of different things. But I don't know if I would make it in midseason. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. But I think by the start of the 2025 season, you're going to see Bill Belichick as the head coach in Dallas. I do. I think it means more to him coaching a team like the Dallas Cowboys because, you know, for several reasons, not the least of which, you know, they have a ready-made team or a playoff-ready team in place. And he can go to Dallas and focus on the Shuler record and winning another Super Bowl and all that. But there's a level of appreciation that he has for historical franchises like the Dallas Cowboys. No disrespect to, I don't know, the Jacksonville Jaguars. But it just doesn't have the same sort of appeal. There's a reason that he was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns when he had head coaching opportunities in other places. And look, you know, at the time, it didn't really come into play with New England. So you can kind of, you know, maybe that's the outlier or whatever. But when you present a guy like Bill, who has a real appreciation for the history of the game, with a job opportunity like the Dallas Cowboys, I think it makes too much sense. And you add in the fact that he has a great level of respect for Jerry Jones and the Jones family, and you know, that Jones have a great deal of respect for him and crave the legitimacy and playoff experience that Bill could bring to their franchise. I think that also makes too much sense. Look, on the surface, I know people are going to kind of scratch their heads and go, well, why would he end up there? It's way too public a job. There's all sorts of potential for distractions. Again, I think both sides have something that the other wants. Bill gets a playoff-ready team, or at least right now would have a playoff-ready team, and he would have a shot at breaking Shula's record. And again, the Jones family gets the legitimacy of the head coaching position that they wanted for an awful long time. So I think that makes a lot of sense on both sides when you consider next steps for Bill Belichick. The other thing for me, I think Atlanta is a really good young team, and I think they have the potential to do some really impressive things this year. Making the statements that they made in that story, publicly, privately, sources, whatever the case may be, that franchise has just put a large spotlight on themselves for the 2024 season with the idea that, look, we're going to be a better team with Raheem Morris as a head coach than Bill Belichick. And if they are, you know what? God bless him for doing it. I think it's, you know, if they can pull it off, fantastic. But if they go 7-10, you know, 6-11, and you have the fact that you passed over the greatest football coach of all time in favor of Raheem Morris, who I still think, again, is a pretty good coach, I think that's an awful tough obstacle to kind of get around. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Falcons look, how the Falcons grow this year, and if they can have real success with Raheem Morris as opposed to Bill Belichick. That's just another kind of side story in all this to think about. A couple of other notes worth passing along here. Again, in the wake of that story, I'm going to be fascinated to see, and I remain fascinated, and I've written about this on a handful of occasions, and I've interacted with a bunch of people on social media about this topic, the financial ramifications of what happened this offseason when it comes to the Patriots. Look, they're still going to make money. The NFL is just they just print cash. And so it's just different levels. So it's all relative here when I say, you know, the possibility of losing money. But I wonder if the season ticket wait list is going to be impacted by this. I wonder if they go 7-10 again this year, or 6-11, or whatever the case may be, or if they have a couple of real lean years in the wake of their decision to part ways with Bill, that if we're going to see that show up on the, you know, when you're talking about the financial bottom line, are you going to see partnerships? You're going to see corporate partnerships start to pull out. There are going to be companies around here who are no longer interested in being the official fill in the blank of the New England Patriots. If the season ticket wait list is going to be cut in half, or attendance is going to be down, or we're going to see more and more empty seats in games in November and December. If there's going to be a real level of dissatisfaction when it comes to the fan base, when you're talking about the 2024 team, the 2025 team, and beyond. Because I think there's the possibility for that. And look, I know that social media isn't real life, but when you take the temperature of the fan base right now, it's not great. Now, a lightning bolt could strike and they could find a way to draft the right quarterback, and they could find a way to land an elite wide receiver and turn that offense around, and then everything is forgotten. You know, winning cures a lot of problems, as I told someone today on social media. You know, people forget a lot when your franchise is winning. But I'm going to be really interested to see where this team goes from here when you're talking about the overall commitment of the fan base. Are people going to be interested in committing to a 2 to 3 year rebuild if Bill takes the head coaching job in Dallas in 2025 and has them in the playoffs and the Patriots are kind of kicking around 500? What's that going to look like around here? How are people going to react? I think it's going to be, again, it's going to be really, really interesting. Now we sit here a week out from the draft, and again, they could nail the draft, and I think they have to nail the draft. My colleague Chris Gasper wrote a great piece today about how they really, it's absolutely imperative that they need to get this right. They need to find the right quarterback. I think they're going to go quarterback, whether it's going to be at 3 with Drake May or Jaden Daniels, or maybe a little bit later on with Michael Penix. I don't think they're going to go Bo Nix. JJ McCarthy continues to kind of hover around out there as a possibility. I don't think that's going to be a venue the Patriots are going to pursue, but we'll see. But they need to find the quarterback, and they need to get this offense turned around. It's going to be fun to watch this team this year, a group of young players try to find their way collectively, because I think there's a real possibility they could build it all back again. I'm not saying that they're going to be back in the Super Bowl this year, but I think there's a cautious optimism when I talk to Jerod Mayo and Elliot Wolf that they are headed in the right direction. It's just going to really take them a while to get there. And that kind of harkens back to something I said before about, you know, how long will people wait out a rebuild? I think we're going to get the first answer to that question here in the next couple weeks, because you're going to start to see season ticket renewals. That rate, you're going to start to see who they bring in here for the draft. You're going to, in addition, you're going to see some guys who are still out there in free agency. And I know I've joked about this with my podcast partner, Chris Hogan, that, you know, let's speak Stephon Gilmore's return into existence. Let's make it happen, because I think he'd be a really good fit for this team. A really nice capper at that cornerback position. But my larger point, let's get back to this here. I don't want to go too far afield. The decision to let Bill go and all of the fallout around it that was detailed in the ESPN story today, I think it's the biggest takeaway again for me is that they had a great run. And I'm amazed at how it lasted as long as it did, but I'm disappointed with a level of bitterness that still hangs around. I do think it's going to be fun to see Bill on ESPN doing draft stuff. This afternoon, he went on with Pat McAfee and talked about how he's going to be doing draft stuff with ESPN, and he detailed some of that. And I think it's going to be fun to be able to hear him, if he's so inclined, pull back the curtain a little bit and tell people what it was like and the decisions that they made and the process around draft weekend, everything that went into it. But really, those are my biggest takeaways when you discuss that ESPN story. And I think Bill's going to be back in the NFL as a head coach sooner rather than later. And I think it's going to be with the Dallas Cowboys. All right, that's it for me today. Make sure to read my stuff in the Boston Globe and thebostonglobe.com. We're going to have another Patriots report coming up probably at the start of next week, the 22nd or the 23rd, in the days leading up to the NFL draft, because we do need to put a bow on our draft coverage here when you're talking about the podcast. But again, continue to look for my stuff at the Boston Globe and bostonglobe.com. We're going to be doing some fun stuff around the draft. Make sure that you guys are a part of it. And again, keep listening to the Patriots Report. Chris Hogan and I are going to be back early next week. Hope all is well. Take care. We'll talk to you guys soon. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. One more reminder. This episode of the Patriots Report has been brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. From MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats, you get all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow on your favorite teams. Get all the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.